Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRG manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRG's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRG Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radio tire only, any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum, hope you got enough, $5,000 payout, 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radio only, any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung, $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum, open grudge racing and test and tuning, gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Crew Cheese.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Cheese, MKM 75, representing Florida. Stop, man, this Grudging Radio, let's do it.
Yo, yo, what it do, what it do, what it do? Lady A, what's happening?
How are you?
I'm hanging in. I'm real excited, you know, hyped up about this weekend coming up. Before I get into the weekend, you know, I got to check on my girl, see how she's doing. How you hanging in there?
I'm hanging just fine, feeling good.
What's up? How the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So with that being said, I'm glad I got that out the way. You know what I'm saying? I know you good. Let me check on my man, T5. T5, what it is, brother?
What's going on, fam?
Oh, I can't call it, bro. I can't call it.
How you doing, lady?
What's up with
you? Hi, T5. How are you?
All right. You ain't taking the little ones out to trick-or-treating?
No, I'm working tonight. I'd rather be with you guys.
Oh, okay. That's what's going on. That's what's up.
Hey, T5.
Yes, sir.
Man, I don't know what's going around in the air. I don't know what. It got to be something in the air, and it's coming from up north. You feel me? I've been getting phone calls about a certain little group of guys that was looking for you. You know what I mean? But it was this one phone call in particular I was looking for from the Alabama area. I'm gonna see if I can get them hooked up. Get that phone call hooked up, but a certain group of guys got a couple of G-bodies, you know what I mean, and they hollering your name saying you're a wanted man on the third. What you think about that, brother?
Man, listen, we're going to get this first phone call on the app. Let's go ahead and get him on and see if he's ready, and we're going to start with him first, and I hope he got that little curly head, little fella behind the wheel, and we're going to do a little dance, you know? And,
you wouldn't have to be talking about DJ, would it?
Oh yeah, man. You know DJ, a good fella. You know, I met him up in at Mr. Running Race. He's a good fella. I hope he's sitting behind the wheel if he can reach the cuffs. But we definitely gonna dance, and we coming to bring action. You know, we gonna do one race at a time. I, you know, messing with old Tony Vines. He taught me a valuable lesson. You don't lock in, but one race at a time. Cause I locked in with him and broke and had to pay. So I'm going to do one race at a time, one notch on the belt at a time, and we're going to get it on.
Okay. You're going to knock them down like dominoes. All right, that's what that being said. Lady A, in the meanwhile, see if you can get Mr. Trey Warner, DJ Grant on the line for me.
Okay.
Please. In the meantime, between time, I'm going to go right in. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. With that being said, I want to go right into my sponsors. I'm going to run through them real quick. So I hope everybody got their pen and paper and their listening ears, because it's going to be real quick. First up, DNL Performance, TDL Transmissions, PRD Racing Engines, TRZ Motorsports, Race Fitting, Southern Muffler, Applied Nitrous, Wilson Manifolds, Eric's Automotive, AA Performance, Grudge Inc., Gunnet Picks, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Remy Martin, VSOP. I'm missing quite a few, but I'm
Speed
and
Truck World, brother. Speed and Truck World.
Speed and Truck World. There you go. Speed and Truck World. I can't leave them fellas out. Them boys came out and showed love over in Bradenton this weekend. Speed and Truck World. And while I'm at it, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Chris Nelson over at Nelson Competition Engine. Big shout out to him and Justin. With that
Crew
being
Chief.
Said, yo, talk to me.
My brother from another.
Oh, man, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, you know who I'm looking for. You know who I'm looking for.
Crew Chief, is that the curly hair little fella?
That's him.
What's going on, Mr. DJ DJ?
What's happening? What's that?
What's going on, man?
What y'all know good, man?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm trying to see if you coming in Macomb this weekend, and if you gonna be sitting behind the wheel of that pretty Malibu.
I don't know if I'm gonna be sitting behind the wheel, but I'm pretty sure that the Malibu will be in the house.
Okay.
I can try to get him on the line to try to confirm that for y'all, but. If you won't, yeah, give me a minute. Let me see if I can't get him on.
Okay,
hey, man,
go ahead and work DJ, DJ,
yes.
Wipe your hands off because that curly juice on your fingers. And when you go to sliding on the iPhone, I want to make sure you get it right now.
Hey, y'all, give me a minute, man. Hold on.
All right, DJ.
All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go back to what I was doing. Like I say, Speed and Truck World, Chris Nelson Racing Engines. Let me see. I forgot anybody. I'm sorry about that. I can't think right now. I'm just so hyped up about what we got going on this weekend. If y'all don't know, if you've been asleep under a rock in a cave anywhere for the last past month or two, I'm going to bring it to your attention. Is going down in Macomb National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo, November 3rd. We got races coming in from all over the country, just not from state to state. I'm talking about all over the country, from California, Chicago, Indiana, Kentucky, Alabama, everywhere. I mean, we're going to do it big over there in Macon, man. I'm talking about y'all come check us out, and y'all come vibe with us, man. You bring your coats. Your sweaters, your big girls, it's y'all time of year. You know what I mean? Y'all skinny girls, y'all got to sit back, you know what I'm saying, and wait till it warm up a little bit. But big girls, y'all come on out, show some love, you know, dress to impress, you know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of cold races out there going to need to be warmed up. So with that being said, y'all come out, and we got some shootouts going on. T5 going to be in the building, Big Low going to be in the building, Fast by Gas, we going to be there. Holding it down on the small tie 28 on the truck scene. Let me see who else we got. DJ Grant, he gonna be in the building. Cold Killer, Chris Tootin, Bobby Wildchild, Dolomite. Who I'm forgetting? G Shot coming out of Kentucky. You know he gonna be in the building. I got some dudes coming out of Albany. They gonna be in the building. I got some dudes coming right around the corner from Macon. They gonna be in the building. So once again, y'all come out Macon National Dragway. Check us out. Come see what we all about. I guarantee you're going to get your money's worth. It's going to be one hell of a show. There's going to be so much shit going on, you're going to have to buy the DVD. So Gun It Picks, I hope you got your DVDs warmed. I got the camcorders warmed up. Have a lot of batteries, extension cords, whatever you need, because it's going to be action-packed. If I'm not mistaken, the gates open up at the track. The gates open up at 9. The track, the lane's going to open up at 12, and I guarantee the first ass going to be kicked by 1 o'clock. I can almost guarantee that. Macaroni Tony and them, nobody move, nobody get hurt. He already know I'm on his ass like stank on shit if I catch him. If he let me get up out of there, I'm on his ass. But outside of that, DJ, did you come back to the line? I heard some phones ringing and trying to see who we got. DJ.
Nah, Crew Chief, he ain't come back yet, Crew Chief.
He ain't come back. Oh, okay, I heard a phone ringing.
Nah.
I thought somebody. Let me see. We got a mic open on Lady A. I heard the phone ringing. I might have somebody on the line. Okay, well, Lady A, yeah, she left me too. Okay. Nevertheless, with that being said, T5, while I got you on the line, bro.
Yo.
What kind of action you looking for up there in Macon this weekend, man?
Well, we're looking for a little bit of action. You know, I heard the champ call earlier and told me that Damier was looking for me. And, you know, I told him, you know, I'm going to try to see what Trey One them going to do, if they going to make it. We're going to start with Trey One. We're going to go ahead and go on down the list of whoever requests me an ass whooping. As Bobby Wildchild said, a ghost ass whooping. So we coming in there. As long as we got gas and nitrous, we planning to show up and show the fuck out and show up what them three letters on the one to mean, PRD.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. So with that being said, who you ducking?
Well, if you sit like me and you dress like me, I ain't really ducking nobody. As long as I got gas and nitrous, we going to get it on. And if not, as long as you jump in the shootout, boy, I hope you pull that red wriggle. That's all I can tell you. You ain't got to worry about it, crew chief. One thing about it, the fans going to be real warm. Only thing I do is get close to the wall, because we going to light them up. Cool Chief, you with me?
T5.
Yeah, you went out, Cool Chief.
Yeah, my bad. You know, I went through a little tunnel. But guess who we got on the line, brother?
Who that?
Ah, man, I got a little representative from Dream Team, a.k.a. Trey One Camp.
Oh, they Dream Team, too? I thought it was only one Dream Team. That was stage. And, what his name? Jared.
No, they the pretty Dream Team.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's going on, Mr. Trey One?
What's going on, man? It's Ben, man.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Mr. Bear?
Nothing more. What you got going on?
Oh, man, trying to see if y'all boys going to make it to the zoo. I heard y'all had a little bit of, y'all was trying to get that thing back together. I didn't know if y'all got it back together or not.
Yeah, it's back together. We'll be over there, Saturday.
Okay.
Who I'm talking with?
T5,
okay. Yeah, we'll be over there.
Y'all want to do something for the shootout or after the shootout? Y'all want to lock something in?
We're gonna be there and see how the car works. Now we're down, so it's gonna be the first time running, so we're gonna have to see how it works first before we lock anything in.
Okay, Mr. Barry, I'll tell you what, sir. I apologize. My dad always told me, you know, you give a man a chance to, you know, to present their stuff to the stage and before you call them out. And I ain't mean to call you out, brother, unattested, but as soon as you get it together, man, just come on over there and knock on the door and see if we can do a little something.
That'll work. If we do what we want to do, we're going to do something.
Okay, that ain't no problem. Y'all getting in the shootout or y'all just strictly grudging?
Strictly grudging.
Okay. Well, like I said, man, y'all come on over there and knock on the door once y'all see what y'all need to see. Y'all see that magic number? Come on over there, man, and see if y'all can pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Hey, when you come over there and knock on the door, Ben, I want you to say, surprise.
I better not come in too strong. If I come in too strong, he's going to bag up.
No. Hey, who this is? You said Ben or Mr. or Ben?
He's Ben. B-E-N. Ben.
Ben, you can come in like Credible Hulk. I ain't backing up. All that you can do, Ben, Mr. Ben, you can all that you can do is take a little tag back on to Alabama and say you just knocked T5 head out. And guess what, sir? Next time I see you, you're going to have to do it again because I'm a hard-headed little fellow.
That's what's up.
Hey, T5, man, don't call that motherfucker no, sir, that little pump chump-ass 23-year-old motherfucker. Man, crew chief,
I don't know the fella, man. I ain't want to come at him too strong and back him up. So, you know, I just let him come on as strong as he can come. Because guess what? He ain't scaring me over here, brother. We going to get it on.
Like I said, if the car do what we supposed to do, we can dance.
Okay, that ain't no problem. What you like to do, square dance or line dance?
We can book it, goddamn. We can book it.
We definitely gonna dance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if y'all don't run a number, y'all looking to run over there, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'll take the break with the truck.
You want to take the break with the truck?
Yeah, I'll take the break with the head up break with the S10, man.
I don't know. We're gonna figure something out, crew chief.
Yeah, I want to. Hey, y'all, listen, bro. When we get there on the third, man, ain't too much shit. I'm ducking, bro. Ain't too much shit. I'm ducking. You know what I mean? I know, like I said, you ain't got that number that you feel you can get away from T5. I'll just take the break. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little small, so I'll take the break. You know, I ain't got no business rapping with y'all, but if you give me anything, I feel I might, you know, make a good race, put on a good show for the fans. You know, make it interesting. Give me the head up break. You know, I'll try that. I'll try that. I ain't, you know, hear what it is.
Hey, Ben, you supposed to go ahead and tell him you're going to do that anyway, Ben.
Hold on, buddy. The whole deal was, if he don't see the number now.
He ain't going to see the number. You ain't even got to worry about that. He going to come over there and tell you, man, we're going to catch y'all next time. We ain't see what we want to see. And guess what, crew chief, you ain't getting the back time. I mean, you ain't getting the break.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if he was gonna wrestle with you any kind of way, then I'm gonna stay in my lane. But if he talking about he can't see the number he want to see, shit he was looking for, yeah, y'all can turn me loose, let me run for my life.
Well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody can wrestle, just knowing if you know how to wrestle or not.
Well, I tell you what, yeah. When Drake do playing poker in the tournament, I'm gonna let you know something.
All right, ain't no problem with that. Just tell Trey, man, don't let him get in his pocket too deep. Save some of that for the weekend, man. And y'all boys, just hold your line. You know what I'm saying? Sit by the phone. Somebody might have something to say to you. Cause I got a couple jive turkeys from up the road coming out with some G bodies. One of the name is Dumb Ye, and the other one is what they call the other one? Take the Great, Take the Ungreat. Ungreat Tater, Tate the Great, whatever they call his name is. Tate Wannabe Great, Great Potato, whatever they call him. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to get them boys on in a minute. As soon as I can, let me see, Mississippi Joe. If Mississippi Joe, you listening, push the one button. Because I was supposed to call Joe back the other day. He called me, had them fellas on the line, and talking about trying to do a little something. So I want to go ahead and get that off. Dirty Red, if you on the line. You pushed the one button because you were talking real tough last week. You had your little grudge racer costume on, feeling like a grudge racer, trying to talk like a grudge racer. So I want to see if today Halloween, I want to see if you still got that motherfucker on. So Dirty Red or anybody out there, your boy Click, y'all can push the one button or send him a text or an email or the one button, just tell him Coochie's looking for him. I don't want to lock no money in with him. I just want him on the show to talk to him a little bit. Mississippi Joe, if you out there, push the one button. Let me try to get you on. So I can try to get Dumb Ye on the phone and Tate Wanna Be Great. Wanna Be Great Tate, or whatever the case may be. Lady, do you see Joe?
No, sir, not yet.
Alright, can you try to get him for me?
I sure can, just a moment.
Okay, cool. In the meantime, between time, while she's trying to get that handled, I want to give a big shout out to my main man Smoke out of Bradenton. He went out there and showed love this weekend in Bradenton, and he won the 632 class. He won 632 in Bradenton. He went out there and showed love, baptizing boys. I mean, peeling their head back. I mean, he was winning his races clean from the word go. I mean, I don't know what the hell, how he got the tree rigged up to his finger like that, but, oh, man, he cut the light and get the fuck on. So two times for Smoke out of Bradenton, that's part of Baldy Crew. Big up to y'all boys, and boys came out there and showed love this weekend. As I said, Team Stravino, Speed and Truck World. It was in Bradenton this past weekend. Ran the Pro Mod class and... Oh, man, what's the dude's name they ran him? Hang on. It was right on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, both cars made it to the final. Both cars broke. So I guess you consider both of them champions. You know, no one took a loss on that on the last race. So big up to Team Trevino's for going out there showing love, representing to the fullest. They laid down some killer numbers this weekend, and you know, just tickling that thing, not even hitting it hard. I mean, just tickling that thing. They put some numbers up there. Car running real good. So big up to them. Our official sponsor, Team Big Low. You know, they did their thing this weekend. So Speed and Truck World, y'all check them fellas out. If y'all ever in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach area, Central Florida area, they got stores up that way too. Speed and Truck World, y'all slide in. Any parts y'all need, they can help you with. If they ain't got it, they'll get it for you. Have it delivered to your front door, or you can pick it up from the store. But with that being said, I want to know, Mississippi Joe, Ms. Lady, did we get Joe on yet? Damn, T5, this phone mighty quiet, knowing we got this race on the third. Let me see if Jay Barnes, I got Jay Barnes on live.
Hey, hold on one second, crew chief. I gotta handle something right quick. Hold on.
Okay, no problem. Jay Barnes, if you're on the mic, Jay Barnes, push the one button and make what you want. I hear somebody talking back there. Yo, talk to me.
This stuff, Chris G. I'm trying to picture who which one is T5. Have I met T5 or I ain't never met T5?
You met T5. He was in, I'm gonna tell you who he was. Remember when we was in South Georgia for Ronnie Brown race?
Uh-huh.
He had the 48-foot trailer park right next to you.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you parked right on the side of his 48-foot trailer.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I've been listening to him, and I knew he was a nice, pretty nice guy. Then seemed like a cool dude. I mean, I like dudes of his character. Just listening to him talk, as far as you know, he thought this, he wasn't trying to just draw hard on my fellow Alabamian brothers, you know. he's about business, I can respect that, because I can't stand him, man. You know, he's trying to let the man get
too much.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening, brother.
I said giving the man time to get his stuff down. He ain't trying to just draw. He know the man just coming back out. So I mean, I like, you know, sportsmanship like that, man. I ain't really like man trying to jug at him, but he ready to go.
That's what it's all about.
He ready to go.
Yeah, T5 a good dude, man. T5, you just work his nerve. You know, if you would know when you piss him off. Because when you piss him off, then you're talking on the phone and you can't hardly hear what he's saying. You know what I mean?
I think everybody can get like that. I've got like that my damn self. The biggest thing is you want to go. You know what I'm saying? When a man truly want to go, and you can tell when somebody want to go, and I can tell he want to go and trying to engage.
Oh yeah, he's definitely trying to engage. You know, he made some adjustments in his program, and you know, it seemed to be working for him. You know, it seemed to be benefit him. You know, in a big way with the adjustments that he made in his program. So all that build up there that he got on his. What
his
was that?
His special G body on what, 29 or 28?
Yeah, 29.
I'm on the road. Is he stock suspension?
Well, it depends on who look at the car. Some people might say yes, yeah, some people might say no. You know what I mean? To me, his car is different from any other G-body running around here right now, so I'm gonna leave it at that. You know what I mean? His car ain't no different from the rest of the G-body lot right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, everybody pretty much kind of getting to the point where they almost looking at the tires, damn, them now, you know, so. And the bottom line, we all grudge racing. If you like what you see, you know, jump on. I mean, yeah, it ain't no thing. Stock suspension cars got to run stock suspension cars, but it is what it is. Anybody look like food to you, as enough up north boys say, down on the ass you go.
For sure. I heard somebody call me. That was that joke sounded like a joke.
What's going on, Chief?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man? Stunner? Crew Chief?
We here. We trying to get this thing rolling, man. You know, we about, Wednesday? We got about 3 days. We got about 3 days away from Macon, the big finale over here in Macon. You know what I mean? So we trying to get it popping. Boy, I was telling everybody, you called me the other day that I was up under a car, you know, trying to get some stuff straightened out. You know, with a couple guys on the phone looking for my partner, T5. You know what I mean? I just got T5 on, and, you know, he here. We ready to do some negotiating and, you know, let the fans hear what they going to get a chance to see if they make it to Macon this weekend, brother.
Okay, Crew Chief. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Lady A. Will you have Lady A to pull me in the private room so I can get all that hooked up for you?
Okay. Lady A. She heard you, Lady A. Lady A heard you. Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, before the champ go, hey, Mississippi Joe, what's going on, brother?
Oh, he already gone. You gotta wait till he come back.
Okay.
Yeah, wait till he'll be back in. He'll be back in probably less than a minute. But Stunner. Like I say, my man T5. Like I say, man, he just ready to race, brother. I mean, when you
yeah, I hear it in his voice. I can tell. I mean, I think he a good sportsman and a nice dude, and I mean that. You know, but you can tell down on somebody's ass he's trying to go.
One thing about it, it's not even if he got a good consistent car right now, you know what I mean. And when you got a consistent car, you can't go wrong.
Yeah,
many times you can go wrong with a consistent car. You ain't got to be fast. All you got to be able to do is go from A to B. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no blazing speed or nothing like that, so it ain't nothing for nobody to be scared of. You know what I mean? He ain't got no gangster boo or nothing like that. You know what I mean? The man just got a car that's consistent that'll make the trip. You know what I mean? You know, you'll get out there and look at it.
That's probably one of the most important things in this game today, man. Who can make the trip?
Yeah, you look at it and they'll be like, oh, he was on the radio talking about that. That's it. But, hey, the man making the trip. Now, you just got to make the trip a little faster than he did. If you do, you can get you some money with him. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Hey,
that, Chief,
I can tell you this now. Stunner, it's definitely not against the boot. I learned against the boot. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to compare you to nothing like that. I'm not even trying. I'm just admiring your style, brother. I mean, I like when somebody just want to go, but at the same time, they ain't really, like, just trying to kick somebody. You know, well, you may be still trying to kick somebody back in, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like you're doing it the right way. That's all.
I'll tell you what, Stunner. I'm going to tell you like this here. You know how dogs say, brother won't race for a little pot. I'm so ready to go. I would race for a little pot, a medium-sized pot, and a big pot. I just want to do something.
Yeah.
Just to come back. You know, it's a good comeback. That's what I think is going to be. It's going to be a good comeback.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, a lot of times, I think a lot of people need to lower some of these pots sometimes, too, because, you know, times is kind of hard. And the thing is, if you feel like you can get away and somebody won't bet you $1,000, why not take that? Why not, if you feel like you can get away, why not go on and run for them down? If it's easy money,
I'm with you.
Get that money.
Yeah, one thing about it, you said a mouthful right there, DJ. You know, it ain't about. I think what it is more so is you get people to try to bet them big pots to try to buy a race out, to try to scare people off from a race.
That's true.
But then when they get their bluff call, then they don't stuck their foot in their mouth. And that's where it started getting ugly because you done made a proposition to this guy about this money, and they done stepped up to the mic to say, okay, well, yeah, we gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the money don't come up, now you got another problem on top of one problem. You know
that's
what I mean? All bad enough you've been picking at the man, and then you're going to try to big bet him, and now he called your bet. Or call your bluff.
Yeah.
Now you just throw gas on the fire.
That's it.
But nevertheless, but it's all good, though, man. You plan on coming to this weekend?
Yes, sir. I was trying my best to make Wick race, but... we should be cranking the car up tomorrow morning by lunchtime. So
I'll be locked, caught, ready. I plan to be in Macon, Texas on Friday.
Okay.
Okay. I'll leave the truck and trailer, everything there, and come in there on Saturday and do my thing. Saturday.
I've got three races.
Two races that's locked, and one race is tentative. All boost cars. But I will go ahead on the record and say this. You know, long as everything is good tomorrow, one of them races I may pay the punk out just to get to the white boys. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here.
Okay, I
hear you, DJ.
Yeah.
I hear you, buddy.
So yeah, I gotta put that to bed, man. It's just too much controversy and too much this and too much that. They just gotta let, you know, that got to happen. I'm sick of hearing this extra. We both can go down on the ass, I'm going. They ain't got no problems. I ain't got no problems. It's on.
That's what I'm talking about right there. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. You ain't got no problems. Some jokers gonna be having problems, but they try to make like they got problems. They stuck out on the race, man. Shit, nigga, brother just ready to get it over with, man. You know what I mean? Brother just ready to get to the business and whatever happened.
One thing I can say.
My main man,
Big Low. There's a lot of people on our side wonder why he raced some of the races that he raced. Man, the man love the race, man.
Man love the race. Now, I know that about Big Low, and I admire that about Big Low. Big Low is a hell of a dude, man. And I mean, just like when I seen y'all down in Hattiesburg, y'all had an issue with, man, y'all got the car fixed. Most people, I believe, probably would have, you know, just, you know, nah, we can't make it, we broke. Man, y'all fixed that goddamn car and made the show.
Yeah, we searched high and low. Whatever we had to do, stay over late, the whole nine. I'm talking about to try to make it happen, bro. One thing I can say about Big Low, when he comes to the race, he coming to race. He got every spare part that you can think of that he figured that might possibly that can break or go out. We got MSDs, transmissions, center sections, the whole. I'm talking about have a trailer full of stuff. That way, if it go out, we gonna fix it. One thing about Low, he do not believe in paying no punk out. Low like, look, bro, I'm not paying no park out. They got to beat me for my money.
That's it.
Whatever got to happen to make the show, he going to do whatever we can do to make that show.
I feel the same way. When I was in Macon, that windshield come up, I was taping up the window, man. The track stopped me. I said, I wanted to go. We put duct tape all over. All we had was a little square. I could see out of it.
I'm telling you, hey, that's all you needed, man. You should have told him, man. I'm finna go so fast, I'm gonna take the front window out and just blow the back window out when I shoot past this joker, man.
I'm finna say, give me some goggles, I'll take the windshield out.
I'm telling you. Hey, I don't think that'd have been good, man, that curly hair blowing in the wind like that, bro. Hey, man, I gotta ask you this. I got to ask you, bro. Is that natural or that's a process, man?
It's natural.
Why are you looking like it's wet, man?
It's just grease. I mean, I use Dax grease.
Hey, Coochie. Hey, yo.
I'm going to use that so glow. No, it'll better say this juice is berries.
Ain't number berries and juices. That's what's up. Let me see. Lady, we got any hands up, Lady?
Yes, we do. We have caller 706-9273. Your mic is open.
Hey, number one center.
Hey, yo, man.
Hey, what's up now? You know who this is? Been a minute since I've been out there, but I'm listening to y'all. You know, I be still dipping in and dabbing in and listening to y'all. And I respect you. And I've been watching Mr. Butt Naked and a couple of others. I'm going to respect them also. And it's been a while since I've been there. But this year coming up. This year coming up, I'm coming back. You know who this is?
Say your
name.
Tell us why they call you Blue Bruce.
Blue Bruce ain't got one car. Blue Bruce coming out strong next year. Got a 10.5 Mustang, 361 small block with two phones. few stages on it. Got a G-body car coming. Should be ready by February. Got an S10 coming. Should be ready by Christmas. And possibly a dragster by June. Got a couple other cars in the club. We got a couple more Mustangs. A couple more G-bodies coming out. By June 16th, we already had a call out the other night. There's a website that my son-in-law has, ARGULE77. Go there. There's a little video that he did at the shop the other night. We had on two-plant. Y'all probably know on two-plant, don't you? Well, he wanna come in and call out everything that's coming out of the Outlaw shop. He said he don't want nothing in the Outlaw shop to get by. I ain't never known the man to have a car to run.
We learned
the five stack deal. Two plat got a call out for five stacks on every run he want to run. Whether it's 10-5 car, big car, car with him, he's the call out of Dream Killer. That's a car I'm putting together for Mr. Banks, Larry Banks. Dream Killer, and 6'9", no, Mr. Nice car. And I don't think he'd be able to do anything with it, but. Yo, we try to get up there. We hope maybe Dream Killer car run alongside No One Starter one day. We don't want to step outside our boundaries, but like you said, little money, big money, small money, big pot, little pot, it don't make no difference. Money and money.
That's it. As long as you're doing something, man. I mean,
we can be friends in the street, but on that line, it's just a solid face. I don't see
that
money next lane.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, they don't call me Bruce for nothing. I'm so good. I've said it twice.
Hey, y'all.
I'll wait for him to say it. That's his little slogan now. Bruce Dave, so nice, gotta say it twice.
That's right. Hey. Everybody been wondering. They've been seeing the uniforms and the T-shirts at the track. They've been wondering who the performers are on the field. They're going to find out this year coming up. We've been advertising a little bit at a time here and there and stuff along the way. We've been building cars. All together, estimated 35 cars coming out next season.
God damn, Bruce.
We got a whole car club. I've been building motors night and day. Been building a whole car. And see, not only they going to run good, they show competition.
Hey, boy, y'all
no
been like
Hey,
Bruce. Hey,
no one started. He know me now. He know I like to build something clean. I like something run. I build something clean, too. I like to show a little bit.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, talk to me. Don't be scared.
All the cars coming out of one. We ain't playing radio
when we come. And we bring the Outlaw Girls with us. We got Outlaw Girls. We're going to be running a calendar next year to perform the Outlaw Calendar. We got some of the biggest and baddest goddamn cars on the calendar. And the girls going to be with the cars on the calendar.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, we love
we're
going to
be
representing.
When we get ready to start photo shooting in December for the calendar, we're going to be probably reaching out, maybe getting a starter, butt naked, a couple of them. You know, we're going to probably get a few of y'all to bring y'all car by the pool with our girl. So it'll make y'all car look good. Because that's number one starter. I'll tell you, Bruce don't have nothing but the best when it comes to girls and cars.
He a real live player, y'all. I ain't gonna tell
him. Hey, he sounds something like a Mississippi pimp. That's what he sounds like.
That's business associate. That pimp won't get you locked up. That's business associate.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. That's what's up, Bruce.
Yeah,
you hang on.
I do my cars like I do my women. I put them out there, advertise, let them look good, let them get paid.
Hey, that's what it is. That's what it's about. Hold it down.
We even got a couple of little Fast and Furious type cars, you know. The little Humvees with the little
Coochie, I'm gonna make sure next time we throw a race in Alabama, I'm gonna introduce Bruce to you personally. So you can.
I got a couple of y'all discs. I've been watching y'all on the disc. Y'all talk good shit on the disc. Y'all run a good run and everything like that. And me, I don't like starting at the bottom. I either meet no way and go straight to the top.
Well, just don't bite off more than you can chew, Bruce, you know what I mean?
I try not to. I learned from one of the best legends around here. I grew up driving with him over 11 years. Herman Mac out of Baker. They call him Big Mac.
All right,
you might have heard of him, you might know him. I drove around him over 11 years.
You talking about Big Mac, they're talking about the number one at McDonald's? Yeah, I heard of that now.
No, I got no one at McDonald's. Yeah, I ate a lot of them, but that ain't the one. We talking about the real Big Mac. We talking about the one that used to put the numbers down, used to run clean and shit. And then run us around the track. Abbeville. Lee County, on the track back in the day when we were running hard, but I was a sort of high gun because tree chopper was one of my specialties.
tree chopper was one of my specialties.
They said, you can't get it out of the tree. They told me if I can't get it out of the tree, get it in the 60 foot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like you might know a little something, but I've been talking about the best, though.
You know Danny Parker, don't you?
Hey, Bruce, these guys, they from deep down in Florida. I don't know if they really know a lot of them guys. You talking about a lot of them.
Danny Parker's father was one of my mentors, one of my driver's instructors. Him and Don Young, David Reppin, they probably know David Reppin, world-class superstar champion. Rick Smith, those are some of my mentors, some of my ones that taught me how to chop that tree down. So I've been out of the circuit for a while. So I was a bad boy, I had to go wait for a while, but I'm back now.
Okay, that's what's up. Well,
I'm back now.
You hold your line. Let me see if I can get somebody else on the line. I might have something they want to say to you, a proposition, or just say your name from the town. So nice job to the squad.
I got a few minutes before I have to turn the books on this 498 I got with.
Okay. Late 8.
Say 1,000.
Late 8.
How much you left?
Hey, Joe, mute your phone, Joe. You got your mic over. Mute your phone, Joe. Late 8. I guess you stepped away for a while. Hey, Stunner.
Yes, sir.
We cool.
Hey, Rico, what's going on,
Twan? What's up, Rico? Everything all right?
What's up, Twan? Yo, yeah, everything good with you, boy? What I hear you?
Hey, man, I was just calling at you, dog. Hey, you shout out, you messing with Stunner. Come on, it's curly perm.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, man. Stunner be talking about that thing natural, man, but boy, it's hard for me to believe that, man. I already be having
you. I would lie to you about that, man. If I had old process something, I wouldn't be ashamed to say it.
No, I'm just messing with it. That nigga, that shout out, man. That's my homie,
Rico? I hate to see the inside of your helmet, though, Stunner. I bet the inside of your helmet wet.
No, I
can't. T5, what's up, man? T5, still on there, Rico?
What's up?
I said T5 still on there?
December's
gonna be fireworks in the city now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm coming with y'all. I'm coming.
You
know how we do it, how we did it last time.
Oh, yeah. We're
definitely
going to have a good one, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait, y'all. Well, y'all boys go up there and be safe, man, and do y'all thing. You feel me? Come back with that
okay,
video.
Man.
All right.
All
right.
Yeah,
we're here.
Let me see if I got Lady A. Lady A came back to the mic yet?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? We got any more hands up, Lady A?
Let me check. Yes, we have caller 2480016. Your mic is open.
Trick or treat, 60 feet, November 3rd, save me some of that goat meat.
Just, I really wish I could make it, but, man, we're just having too many problems with our car, so just wanted to hop on here and address y'all right quick.
No, I make sure never seen that goat plate, brother.
you got to look out for me, son. All right, I'm going to go back to
you. Crew chief.
You don't talk to me.
Butt Naked claim now Dirty Red done jumped on the bandwagon with Butt Naked. They claim they bringing a damn live goat. Well, they bringing a goat. They gonna dig a hole at the track and cook a goat in the ground. And everybody on the show last night talking about they want to eat some damn goat. I'm trying to lock in races and they talking about some damn goat.
If Dirty Red cook it, I'm straight. Man, wait, matter of fact, get Butt Naked. See if you can get Butt Naked on for me, DJ. I need to holler at Butt Naked anyway.
Okay.
All right,
hold on. Okay, go ahead. You got his new number, Lady?
Oh, I don't.
You
want
to take me to
the
private room?
I will.
You got to take me to the private room and get it.
Hey,
crew chief,
Butt Naked ain't the one that was on them Ciscos, was it?
Yeah, man, that's why I'm calling them already, bro. Him and them Ciscos, man. I got to make sure. I got to see what kind of. Hey, hold on. If he coming to Macon this weekend, he might want to grab a six pack because boy, it's gonna be cold over there. You know what I mean? He might grab a pack of six pack of Ciscos. And the last time he said his feet were getting warm, he was driving down the road to my hill. I'm about to pull over. My feet getting warm.
He don't want to see that movie there, man. We'll be taking him to the emergency room. He's got a six pack of Ciscos.
Yeah. I want to check on my old partner, make sure he's all right, man. I didn't talk to him. I talked to him shortly after that, but I want to check on the partner, make sure he's all right. He might be a little messed up in the head. They somebody gonna put a bait in grind and cook it. Tell him Jay Barnes gonna find their ass. They dig a hole and at the track and make it.
Yeah, Butt Naked and we had a little handsome word last night too.
Who that?
Butt Naked and Wick.
What business is they gonna get to it or they gonna talk about it?
Well, I mean, I say like this. I know Wick ain't gonna let. Butt Naked seemed like he was pretty serious, and we all know Wick ain't gonna let nobody forget that. So.
So let me guess, they gonna do this in person.
Butt Naked be on the line.
Somebody shuffling. That's you doing all that shuffling in the background, DJ?
That's not me.
That's my boom. I'm shuffling around in horsepower over here.
What you said? You building a 498?
That boom. I just shuffled out in horsepower. I moved a small block and put it up and brought out the big block. Y'all scared me then. I had to get a big block out.
Okay, no problem with that. Hey, that's what's up, Bruce. We'll get that money now. Bruce,
I'm
saying,
trying to.
I'm
going to
talk
to you. Y'all get that money. They told me y'all getting the way out there.
You coming over there this weekend on the 3rd? You coming to Macon?
In Macon on the 3rd? I'll probably come to watch. I ain't going to be ready to run yet.
ain't running yet, but
come on and watch so you guys can introduce
everybody.
I'm going
to watch. I'll get that meet something fellas head up.
We like to have them nice calendars and put them up in the bathroom so, you know, when we in the bathroom and stuff, we can be in touch with ourselves.
I got you. I got them tight girls, too.
That's what
I just know one stutter. He can bounce for me.
Hey, Coochie. Yo, you hear what you're going to say now.
That one stutter can bounce for me. You know, I had to play a little bit, so I was, you know, you had me traumatized. I had to get my shit together, so I'm back to, you know.
I just speak to you. You know, I know how I'm feeling. Everything's everything. You know, they say when you get out your face, you get slapped in your mind. So I got slapped in my mind. Very much make sure, man, you ain't had no bad feelings. No, I just was traumatized a little bit.
Oh, no, man, never that. You know, it's all in being competitive. That's the only way I take it, man. That's all. We all,
you know,
a lot of us in this game are very competitive people. And, you know, I expect that, you know, in the heat of battle. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, okay. I just want to highlight you. You know, I've been trying to highlight you for a couple of days on the show. You ain't been responding, so I was just make sure, you know, everything was on the up and up.
Oh, it is. C5, man, if I must hear you, C5. I ain't got no problem with you, brother. No problem. I'm trying to make friends, man. Not keep making enemies.
Hey, Joe, we ain't going to never be no enemies, brother. This is how we do this. We do this for laugh, fun, and for a hobby. Other than that, it ain't nothing that serious, bro.
But what I do want to know, are you going to be on somebody's behind? Said,
well,
no doubt. I hear you ready, man. With a capital R.
I'm going to tell you how this is, Joe. You know, everything you hear ain't right, Joe? So I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I'm really just a spirit man, sir. But I'm going to tell you like this, Joe. Man, I'm going to try to come in there. I'm going to try to win that race that they're going to have, that little shootout. I'm going to get in that and play, you know, because, you know, I'm an experienced driver, so I need some more seat time. So at the same time, you know, I'm just coming out to play a little bit, you know, get my feet wet.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Even crew chief know this. There's two or three guys been hollering your name, and I'm going to be honest with you. One of them is Kanye, and the other one is that upcoming rising star, the Alabama. They call him Trey Warren.
Well, I can tell you like this here, Mississippi Joe. I called Trey Warren. You know, I got to respect the brother. He just put his combat together. You know, I done been in that same situation. And he said he wanted to see what he was going to do when he get to the track. See how he was going to go back and run. And he was going to come and knock him. Well, he said he was going to do my trailer when he get ready. So I think we're going to have a good little time. You know, me and him are going to get a chance to see each other face to face and line them cars up and see who turned the W on.
Yeah, y'all, my phone go out. Yeah, I'm going to have it plugged up in about 5 minutes. I'm away from the house. I don't have my charger. So if my phone go out, I'm going to call right back and get on.
All right, no problem. Appreciate it, Joe. My next order of business, Mr. Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, my God. Listen, brother. First off, before we even start this, let me ask you, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you again, Jay. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well, sir. Everything is good.
Okay, where you been at, Jay? Where have you been? I've been on the show the last couple weeks, and I noticed you've been very MIA. I got me calling your name, Jay Barnes. I hear you on everybody else's show, but when it comes down to the Crew T show, your phone don't ring, don't call back, don't pick up. You've been ducking me,
right,
man. What's up? Talk to me.
Me and you got that same beat, crew chief, but go ahead. I'm going to leave that beat. I'll get to them another time.
That means you're doing everything well, crew chief. If Jay don't come on your show,
Now you're talking, Joe. Let me tell him, crew chief. that is well known. When the radio show started out, I was the third co-host on DJ Grant's show. Because they needed help so bad. When you see me on somebody's show, it's because they suffering, they remember they was and shit, and they don't know what the hell they doing. Hey, the people that float to the top, Coochie, is no reason. So, Jay Barnes, let me explain something to you. I got a 2012 bullshit meter. And we just hit the highest number on that motherfucker.
Thank you.
So you just hit the highest number on that motherfucker. So, Coochie, you need to send it back. You recalibrate it. I'm telling you that. The show that I be on, now let me tell you, it's cold till on tonight. It's cold till on.
Hey, Cool Keith, Jay Buzz is a great spokesman, ain't he?
I told you that shit was going to backfire y'all ass.
I'm just going to call you right now and tell you. You noticed that I've been on Cold Killer Show, and the reason I go on there, because people keep talking about they can't hear Cold Killer. Like, what the fuck Cold Killer saying? I can't hear him, so I'll be on that time.
Shit,
I have to repeat it. I have to repeat what he's saying so people are here.
Cold Killer's so cool. You know, he's so cool. He talks just like that. He's so cool, you can't hear him.
That's what I know. I know that.
He talks the same way all the time.
Hey, don't feed him no bullshit, because he don't feed him no. Don't help him with the bullshit.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey,
Hey,
you my main man like 20 grand. You feel me? You my main man like 20 grand, but God damn, homie. I call your phone, I'm like, damn, let me see if I got Jay Barnes on with me tonight. I call, no Jay, but look at that. You see Jay Barnes? No, I call him. Oh, no answer. Oh, man, I'm like, damn, what the hell going on with Jay, man? Jay, you don't do a brother no love. You do a brother roll, man.
Coochie, let me let everybody know for the future. In the future, everybody, I will be on Coochie's show. It ain't because he don't know what the hell he's doing like DJ Grant. I will be on Coochie's shirt in the future. But, you know, most people know that when I'm on a show, it's fucked up. So that's why you can always catch me on DJ Grant.
Hey Jay, check this out, Jay. I'm gonna have to help Coochie on this one now. You know, Jay, I got a little camera up in your office now. I done seen you pick up that phone and look at it. We'll call them back now.
No, sir. Never ever. Never ever.
Hold on, y'all. Coochie, I'm going to give you 5-1. You better be careful what you ask for when you want Jay Barnes on your show. That's all I'm
going to say.
That's
why I heard I even said anything to the statement. Under the cuff, my ass went.
Right. Hey, Joe, hey, long as Jay Barnes ain't working the board, I'm good. He come on, but as long as he not working the board,
okay.
I'm good.
Okay. When he come on there with them 2 hours I have a dream speeches, you going, okay.
Man, when he get on there with that 2 hours, I'm going to cut his dream speech. I'm going to pro-star Joe's ass. I'm going to cut his fucking mic off. I'm going to pro-star Joe's ass.
Y'all got to take a few with Gutter Pig. Gutter Pig is the guy I have a dream speech.
Man, listen. But on the real though, Jay Barnes, the real reason I got you on the phone though, brother, because we coming in, you know, your track gonna be open Friday, and I understand that you was going to have a little shindig. So I wanted you to reiterate for the listeners that are or in the races that will be coming in Friday, what the play is for Friday.
Yeah, Friday we matter of fact, we're working at the track. Matter of fact, y'all can come in. There's a couple guys coming in Thursday. We'll be at the track, you know, Thursdays, actually every day. We're working down there just bring everything in line, make sure, trying to minimize any possible problems, make sure the track is on kill. You know, Friday night, you know, we come in. We want everybody to come in, do some shakedowns, get used to the track. We got some out-of-town guests. For the out-of-town guests, we're going to have a little food and a little fun. You know, so we can watch it, we can eat, and we really want to fellowship and have a good time. The main thing, man, let Friday be a day when we can all sit back and relax and enjoy each other, and fellowship, and, you know, take it from there and put on our gladiator helmets on Saturday and go at it. But, you know, Friday, let's just get to know the track. Let's get the feel of it. Let everybody know, get familiar and comfortable with it. And then and let's do some fellowshipping, man. Let's hang out and do a little talking, a little food, and we can't feed the world. Don't come real hungry. Get you a little something to eat before you come. You know, you can't top it off.
Now you forgot, Jay. Now, but next day bringing a goat.
We had that conversation on Cold Killer. Cold Killer has accepted that he will eat the goat. You know, Butt Naked called me and told me that. He's doing something special for Cold Killer because he don't eat nothing but goat and chicken. And so the store was fresh out of chicken, so he got a goat. And
he bought Billy Goat Gruff.
Man, this man, hold on, man. This man got the Billy Goat. And let me tell you how Butt Naked is stepping out for Cold Killer. Butt Naked want the goat to be killed at the track Thursday morning and put on the grill. So he want, and he want the goat to be fresh because he want Cold Killer to get fresh goat meat, not nothing that's been froze and packaged.
Man,
but
yeah, but nigga, I'm bumping.
Hey, Coochie, that go good, Coochie. Now you can't knock that goat. That go good.
I know,
but it's fresh,
bro.
And good.
I know that, bro. I eat goat myself, bro. I don't, you know, no problem with that. But what Butt Naked got going on? Oh man, he tripping, man. He, hey man, we ain't on all that, bro.
He got
man, this
goat,
ain't a great
outdoor,
he got a special.
Man.
He got a space. He got a special goat killer and cooker to come in to do this.
Man, Butt Naked crazy, man.
You said they ran out of chicken, so he got the goat. But I want to know, did you get the chicken? I put a special request in for that barnyard.
Yeah, we got.
You got that pimp?
We got
pimp
the barnyard pimp. We got the yeah. We got
okay,
the pimp.
Got
we'll
that
be in the
pimp. We good.
The pimp will be in the house.
That's all I'm worried about. If y'all don't
the
know that barnyard pimp,
yeah,
that chicken. So with that being said, Friday, we're going to come in there and do a little testing. For everybody who's traveling, come in there, put some of these faces to these names and talk a little trash, have us a little race talk. You know, the pre-show, before the show.
Yeah, the pre-show, that's right.
Quick question,
right.
J-Ball, what time will Carl be able to go down the track on Friday? How early?
About 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, I mean, it's just the normal testing time. 5-6 o'clock on Friday. So that's going to mess you up, ain't it, Grant?
Grant, you can have a little earlier. I'm going to leave the call.
Just
I'm going to leave
it. Come on.
You
come on.
At least about one or two.
Grant, we'll work out something special for you, Grant. You know, we'll work out something special for you, Grant. But, you know, for the rest of the world, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Come on in. We'll be ready.
Just say five o'clock.
5 o'clock, you know. Come on in, get set up, and let's do what you do, you know. Grant,
cool.
I did tell everybody you was a vampire on the show, but just before this, they wanted to know. I went on and told you a secret. Grant can't come out to have a dog. He's a vampire. People don't believe it.
That's on Saturday. I mean, it's from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday.
Hey, Jay Barnes.
Uh-huh.
Could you go ahead and reiterate the whole deal with the trailers coming in Friday or coming in early?
Yes, sir. We will. We will have a uniform officer that would come in Friday night and that would stay there from 12 o'clock midnight to 8 a.m. And whoever's in at that point, whatever trailer that's in that at 12 midnight, will not be allowed to leave until 8 a.m. I don't care what the circumstances is, how urgent it is, everything will be on lockdown. All the trailers will be on lockdown from 12 midnight to 8 a.m. So if you come in, uniformed officers, either the county or the sheriff's department or the state trooper is going to lock it down. Ain't no trailer leaving after 12 o'clock. And be 8 o'clock before they free to move again. So, you know, that being said, you know, come on in, and you know, we got you covered. We want everybody to be safe. Do not take your, you know, if you got an issue, don't take your car to the hotel. Bring it to the track. We will have the sheriff's department standing there all night, awake, guarding your trailer. You know, don't take it to no hotel. Don't take it to no hotel, the goat is self-guarding. But
man, ain't nobody got to guard no damn goat.
I don't know.
The average motherfucker scared of a goat.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all doing all right? This old Butt Naked checking in.
Hey, Butt Naked. How many Ciscos you was drinking to think about a damn goat? You had to be on Cisco. think about that damn goat.
I ain't drunk no more of that shit. Had my feet hot. I ain't drunk no more of that shit. Never ever again.
Y'all, can I ask y'all a question? Coochie, butt naked, everybody online, can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Coochie, I got to ask you this because I know you racing junkie like me, butt naked, and all y'all. Are y'all excited about Saturday, the weekend?
Joe, that's your answer that question. You know
you know it.
Y'all talk to me then. I can't hear nothing.
Man, you know y'all, man. Hey, that's what I'm trying to get. That's why I'm trying to get the ins and the outs from Friday. What's gonna happen from Friday all the way to Saturday throughout the weekend for all the listeners, for the people who don't know, for the people who may have been in the cave, or people who may be undecided on which direction they're gonna head in this weekend. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I've just been trying to reiterate what all what we actually have going on this weekend at Macon. So with that being said, I'm hella excited.
Okay. Jay Barnes.
Oh shit. Jay phone don't fell off.
Hey Joe, you know how excited we are. You see how I had to shut that joker down last night, try to tell me we're gonna have a clown show down there.
I was glad you did that, Butt Nigga. I called Butt Nigga today, Stunner, and gave him big props for what he did last night.
We don't need no negativity like that, man. Ain't nobody bashing nobody else's show, and we want everybody have a good show. You know, they believe in their show. That's fine. We believe in our show. I mean, but ain't nobody trying to discredit or put nobody else's show down.
I'm glad I wasn't on the show last night, because if I'd have heard that, I'd have told that brother if you were looking for a clown show, all they had to do was look in his pants.
I got this problem.
Don't hate on us. Tell us, don't dislike us, get like us, homie. You got a problem with Grunge Inc. Maybe you got a Grunge Inc. understand it.
Coochie, you need to ask Jay Barnes, do he have the Grunge Inc. stickers? Because everybody's going to be looking for them.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for that.
I don't know. Did Jay get his mic back on? Did he get his mic back up? I think Jay Barnes done ducked out on us, man.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it. His phone rang after hours. We damn sure we'll get him on and call him after hours.
What y'all want to bet when he come on? I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
Yeah, that's where he goes.
I heard everything he said.
He texted me while I was looking.
Go ahead, Butt Nigga.
He texted me while I was a butt nigga. Heard him get on the show. I got to clip my toenail. I said, damn, let me hear him call in. GY.
Well,
Butt Nigga,
I just want to give you a clap.
Go ahead, champ.
Man, I called that gun didn't answer the phone yet. You know you're supposed to do it the whole today.
I told you. Gunner Pete was not digging no hole today. You should have called Data Red. Dirty Red sound like he's hungry for that goat. That's what you need to be called instead of Gunner Pete.
Do we need to get an extra hole for you? Because you said Cold Killer get by, you're going to lay in the pit beside that goat.
I sure said it now.
Boy, you crazy.
Cold Killer get by, I'm going to be in that pit with the dead goat.
Are you a fool, Stunner? Yeah.
So I just can't wait. I'm excited to be like a kid waiting for Cripple, boy. He's going to be nice.
And me too.
Oh, yeah.
Butt Nigga.
Yeah.
So you got anybody lined up for the third, man?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, I got to run the King. He done won $15,000 within a month time up there in Chicago. $10,000 and $5,000.
Biz. You got to run Biz. King Biz.
Okay.
That's gonna be a good one, y'all.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good race.
Oh yeah.
I just hope that track is on Kia. If that track on Kia, I'm gonna fuck him. I'm gonna shout the words.
Hey, is that the same car that that 901 boys ran, that Wick ran Indiana?
Yeah. Same car. Yep.
That's it.
Okay, blue. Yeah, blue Mustang, blue coupe.
It's like
a
green.
Who
Kilo
locked in with to go
to
Valley? I want to see the bull run now.
Well, hold on now. Hopefully we supposed to get the motor. We supposed to get the motor back tomorrow. So that's why you ain't really hear me say nothing about low.
Okay.
I'm waiting to get the motor in our hands. Once we get the motor in our hands, I know we good. You know what I mean? But until we get the motor in our hands, I don't want to sell.
Love be working on the trailer while y'all riding, driving up, don't
Hey, we got to put it in at the track. We'll do that, but ain't no pressure, you know what I mean? I just want to make sure we get the motor in our hands. As long as we get the motor in our hands, then, you know,
good. What is he saying, though? What is those boys saying? If he's saying it's going to be ready, at least that's a sign.
No, he said we'll pick it up tomorrow. He said we can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
That's what I say. I just want to wait till we get... You know, motherfucker make a pair of lips say anything, you know. So with
I just
want to make sure I get in my hands before
I
start selling wolf tickets. You know what I mean? I don't want to sell no wolf tickets, and then I'll be called fake ass racing and all type of shit. You know what I mean? So with that being said,
I've been called
that's
that.
Why, yeah, like, we all been called that too. But it's all good. But did we get Jay Barnes back on the line? Okay, we ain't getting no Jay Barnes, so what else, shit? With that shit, anybody got anything else they want to add?
Crew Chief.
Yo.
I wanted to come in and say good evening to you, since you was the host, and I want to say good evening to everybody else in Mississippi, Joe and all. This is Larry out of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Larry, I want my popcorn, Larry.
Hey, Joe, you might get your popcorn, but what I'm going to tell y'all about... Don't y'all let DJ Gladney out next to that doggone goat, because if you do, he might get bit in the ass, too. Hey, DJ, you stay away from that damn goat, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be as far away from that goat as possible.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Joe asked you to bring some popcorn down with you, but you
got
that karma kind, bro. I'm talking
about
that.
Yeah, Joe ain't got to worry about that.
Good afternoon.
Leroy told him
good afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Who you speaking with?
Yeah.
Talking to the goat man. Y'all scared me talking. Y'all scared me talking about killing the goat. Hell, I might not come.
Oh man, it sounds like by the wild.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is wild time, y'all. All y'all talking about get killing goats. Shit, I might stay home, because too many. I had walls of land. Those might want to kill the goat, but shit, not everybody want to kill a goat. Hey, I want to answer that question what Mississippi Joe asked. Is everybody excited about this weekend? Oh, hell yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to get on down there and get my swag on. Everywhere I go, I always have a little problem. But I got all the problem fixed, Mississippi Joe. I want you to know that.
So down on somebody's ass you go.
Down on somebody's ass I'm going to go. Me and my son.
Hey,
why? Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of got myself into a little junk, little hole on Old Killer Show, but you know I was joking, don't you, buddy?
What that? Oh, yeah, I mean, no, you wasn't joking. You hurt my feelings, Joe. You hurt my feelings. You always hurt my damn feelings.
Hey, Bobby, everybody don't know what I'm talking about. What did they ask me, Bobby? What did I say? Tell them what I said.
You always tell them. You told them to bring plenty of oil dry. And you told them to bring plenty of mops and shit so they can mop up shit behind me and told them, mate. Is that what you told them?
No, go kill ass me. Somebody asked me who did I think was going to win. And I said, I'm going to be honest. I don't think none of them gonna win, though. They're gonna be goddamn broke and blowed up and leaking oil and everything.
Man, He trying to cut my confidence down, but that shit ain't gonna work. My confidence up, shit. I'm coming to, hey, I'm coming to have, damn it, I'm coming to have a good time, shit, because if it blow up, damn it, gonna blow up. Do I bring you some extra horn dry? You don't have to. I'm gonna eat some, hey, I'm gonna eat some of that goat, too, so I want y'all to know. Cook plenty.
For Wild Child, we gonna have a good time. And Wild Child,
that's
I'm gonna have a little vodka, man. I drink vodka, so be ready.
Well, we gonna bring some fried possum and some run over rabbit. So y'all just come on.
Okay. Sounds good to me, Wild Child.
I was getting ready to say if Wild Child get around if you get around Dolomite, y'all should let him take the go home with him.
Well, Walter Man, I couldn't lie on Walter Man. Every time I've seen Walter Man, race his car, man, it's always leaking oil, man. They always have to push him back off the track. Every time, bro.
Walter, if he got to eat the piece of chicken, his hand be greasy.
Bobby, you crazy, boy.
But look at here. I look to see y'all this weekend. I'm going back on mule, and I'm hitting up again to go some fear rods because I told him he better put a bulletproof vest on because I told him the whole lot of folks looking for his ass.
Now, Bobby, when you do me one thing, I know where to make that go fly, and I'm going to tell you. You got to go back to your old days, Bobby. Hold that motherfucking goat with some of that Pepsi.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna be drinking filth and talking shit too. So you said that. I'm gonna get. Hey, I might get a little taste of Budweiser shit. It gets real crazy when you get Budweiser.
Here you go, Bob. Because you don't want him feeling no pain when you blow his ass up. You right, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. No pain. Yep. Good afternoon, DJ Grant and Butt Naked.
What's going on?
Well, nothing much. Butt Naked got on the clothes. But Naked, you got on any clothes?
But Naked done dipped on us. But Naked done dipped on us.
Oh, but Naked done
dipped. He done dipped on us. 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 But Naked playing
with us. I know they're sponsoring you now. How many bottles you going to have at the zoo for the weekend?
How many bottles?
Yeah, BSOP.
Well, I mean, I'm messing around with Big Low, knowing how cold it's going to be, what the weather's going to be like. See, right now it's warm down here, so. Knowing Big Low, Low going to probably have a liter, you know, a liter of VSOP or a gallon or something like that. He's going to have enough for the weekend. You can bet that.
Well, boy, we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Is y'all gonna make it in town Friday or Thursday? Friday, Crochet?
I got to say,
the plan is to be there Friday, Joe. If we shoot for Friday, we're gonna try to pull out this thing early Friday morning. You know, be there in time. You know, with black folks, we gotta get there before they start serving the food, because, you know, black folks and food, anytime they hear free, it's gonna be rough. So anything is free
lying.
With black
I'll
folks.
Be there early myself. You know how I eat, don't you?
Yeah, you eat small, man. I wouldn't talk about the food. I was talking about them girls, man.
Boy, you crazy. One thing about me now, I don't eat nothing that I ain't gonna eat nothing that's gonna get up and walk away from me, Coochie. Everything I eat is gonna be dead.
I hate you. Hey, we're gonna leave it alone, Joe. We're gonna keep it PG tonight, man. We're gonna keep it PG tonight, Joe.
Okay, I just want you to know that now.
Alright, it's all good. It's all good, Joe. It's all good. I'm with that. Hey, but while I got you on the line, Joe, man, I'm gonna go ahead and do final comment. Brother, you got anything else you wanna add?
Yeah, Coochie, man, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody the weekend and fellowshipping and having a good time, the whole Grudge Inc. family, man, and just, you know, show love and support and just have a good time, man. I'll see y'all.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate it, Joe. Bobby Wildchild, you got anything you want to add?
Hey, number man, hey, I see y'all this weekend. Like I said, y'all have a safe trip coming, you know, to and fro. And, you know, we have a safe trip going down the track, and everybody just, you know, let's have some fun this weekend.
Okay. Cool. Larry, man. Larry.
I just wanted to let y'all know that we're gonna get back on this road again. We just left, and we're coming down there to show plenty of love and support to all our Grudge Inc. brothers, man. And we hope that we get the same thing in return.
Okay, that's what's up. Appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. One second. butt naked dip dot on us, right? Stunner?
Yes, sir.
Dip dot on C5, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still C5. Here.
Okay, you still there. I just got a why. Big Low was trying to get on. Let me see if I got him on. Big Low, you there?
Yep.
Big Low.
What?
Big Low.
His mic is open.
Big Low, take your phone off mute, brother.
Mic check.
1-2-1-2. What do you do, bro?
The old boy loving the high.
What's up, Low?
What's up, Grant? I just been sitting back listening, bro.
Hey, Low, you ain't hitting no switches, man. You ain't back in the day hitting no switches. I'm going to mic check. You ain't hitting no switches, killer.
Hey, mic check.
Before you say that, for y'all who don't know, before Big Low got in the race and he was in the hydraulics. Big Low had a photo Delta 88 with 16 scoopers in the face.
That was a photo view of the table.
16 switches in a hot top fade, in an old English with an old E. Only thing you were missing was a plaid shirt, dog. That's it. And a pair of Dickies. You know what I'm saying, homie?
Yeah, Big Low tricked me into trying them damn hydraulics and bought off of that one time out down there.
Hydraulics, get out of here. That's not the whole shit, man. Listen, you know, Coochie told y'all, you know, we're trying to get everything situated for tomorrow. Hope everything be good. But he ain't tell y'all that secret, though. He ain't tell y'all we come on 28th.
Y'all doing what?
We come on 28th.
Whoa!
So, anybody want that action, y'all know what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, killer. Man, you sounding like Cold Killer right now. You sounding sexy when you talk, man. What you say you doing now? We couldn't hear you, man. You were so cool, we couldn't hear you, man.
Oh, I sound too sexy.
Yeah, man, you sounding like Cold Killer, man. We was like, yeah, what he just said?
Let me give a big little voice up.
Damn.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I say we will be coming on the 28th, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's about the 28th, actually. I'm coming in, locked and loaded.
Woo. All right, there you go. There you have it. Big Low on 728. And, we might go ahead and try a little Tony while we up there on the 28th. Man, tell him we on 28, he keep the 29, and he go where he knows. That was a hell of a fine comment though, Big Low. That was a hell of a fine comment. You just shook this shit up.
What you say?
This shit up. That's news to me. Hey, God damn, homie. But we doing it. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
If you'd run your ass to work today,
You know you don't know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, listen, bro. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Hold on. Service public announcement.
Hey, hold on, bro.
Before you say that, public service announcement, bro, public service announcement. Please, please, everybody who's listening, please go out and vote. You know, let your vote be heard, man. Go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? I went to vote today, and they had some discrepancies and had me jammed up all freaking day long. So with that being said, y'all, please go out and vote. Let your voice be heard, man. For real.
Yeah, that's
trying to
make it hard.
Hard.
For people to vote, ain't it?
Oh, this boy, you ain't lying about that. You're definitely not lying about that, brother.
Each one. Ain't really trying.
Yeah. They pulling some junkie stunts. So y'all please go out and vote. Don't count yourself out. Go down there and let them tell you no, bro. You know what I mean? Go out and let them tell you no. You know what I mean? Whether you a Mick fan or a Obama fan. Whatever it is, just let your voice be heard. You know what I mean? What you saying, Big Low? You said
Pills,
something about Pills there.
Bullshit, they're making it hard, man. Oh, man, he said he fired. Yeah. But I told him, you know, you're going to vote, man. That's a good thing, now, man. You can miss work for that.
Yeah. Damn right. Got to go vote. Got to put it in, brother. Got to put it in, man. Got to put it in. You know what I mean? You tell him if I didn't go vote and Mitt Romney pay a visit to the shop, he gonna wish I took off a winning vote.
He'd be mad at a motherfucker too.
I'm telling him, like, God damn, bro, taxes killing my ass right now. Yeah, I know. He should have went and voted, but it's all good though. Nevertheless, we go ahead and try to wrap this thing on up. DJ Grant, final comment, brother.
Yeah. I just look forward to everybody getting together. It's always good when we all in the house together. We be on these shows, and it's very few times we all get a chance to be around each other, getting each other ass, but, you know, still we can all get along and be, you know, homies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, that's the best part about it, Grant. That's the best part about it. So with that being said, same here, brother. For everybody who's going to be traveling this weekend or already on the road traveling to Macon, y'all be safe. You know, y'all be safe out there on that road, because I know how it is on the road. We travel like a thumb gun and shit. It's hell on that road. If you tired, pull your ass over and get some sleep. You ain't got to be there till Saturday. Don't listen about that free food shit Jay Vaughn's got going on trying to get there for some damn chicken or a goat. Pull your ass over, get some rest if you're tired.
That's it.
T5, final comment, brother.
What's going on, man? I'm glad to be able to come down this weekend and everything go good. Hopefully, my little big homie get his car together and we'll be in the building and have some fun and kick a little ass.
Lady A, you there?
I'm here.
Lady A, get your final comment, baby. I'm sorry it took so long. Sorry it took so long, but go ahead.
It's okay.
Final
I just
comment.
Look forward to meeting everyone this weekend, and I hope everyone has a safe trip. Good night.
All right, good night, fellas. Peace.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-9333.
888-346-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country as Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radial tire only. Any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum. Hope you got enough. $5,000 payout. 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radial only. Any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum. Open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.